The WNCL final, and it'll be played at the Allan Border Field Saturday, 10 a.m. start, and we've got the New South Wales Breakers taking on the Queensland Fire. Elisa Healy, good morning.
Good morning.
This is the equivalent to the Matador Cup, I assume.
Yeah, it is. It's our domestic one-day format, so looking forward to it wrapping up this weekend.
Obviously, the form for your side's been quite outstanding. It's been dominant over a very, very long time, Elisa.
Yeah, well, I think this is my 9th or 10th season involved with the team, and we're yet to miss out on a final. So, it's been a pretty incredible run. I think we've had a really successful, run at this competition since it started. So, hopefully, we can continue that this weekend and come away with a win. We obviously missed out last year, but if we can get that trophy back, that'd be great.
You were going for 10 in a row last year, wasn't it?
11.
11 in a row.
Yeah. Jeez. So South Australia snuck it away from us, but obviously it's a great rivalry that we've got with Queensland, so should be a good game on Saturday.
Yeah, shame it's not at the Gabba, but Allan Border Field is a good oval.
Yeah, it's good enough. It'll be a great wicket. We had fortunate enough to play 3 games at the Gabba early in the season, and I think the New South Wales team really enjoyed that wicket, but we generally get a nice pitch at AB Field, which will make it a really even contest, and I guess the best team will win on the day.
The fact that your team was the first to go fully professional, what sort of impact has that had? Obviously, terrific for everybody involved. And yet, my question, I guess, is, have you noticed a lift in standard?
I think so. Obviously, it's early days. For the team and the squad and some of the young girls that have come into the squad are sort of just learning how to, become a full-time cricketer or become a professional cricketer. So early days in that regard. But, I've definitely seen a shift. I think there was a planned move by Cricket Australia in putting one of the rounds of WNCL while the Australian players were away playing our tour. So, we had to rely on, every team had to rely on some depth to sort of get a few wins. And, our team came away with a really gutsy win, I think, against ACT in the last round to get us through to the final. So, I think it's a great move, and I think the girls are benefiting from it. And obviously it was nice for them to get some experience, playing at the top level in Australia. Hopefully other teams will jump on board and make this competition even better.
Elisa, there must be some depth because you were missing, Elise Perry was missing, Alex Blackwell was missing, so it's good to see those other girls stepping up.
Yeah, it was fantastic. I think, I won't lie, I was a little bit sceptical. I wasn't sure how we were going to go. We had a lot of girls playing for the first time. I think we had 4 debutantes or something like that, so over the weekend. So, they dug deep and got a really gutsy win. Full credit to them. They've got us to the final, and hopefully the girls coming back can do the job for them.
And your form, Elisa, I know you got that big 100 some weeks ago now, but how are you feeling form-wise?
Yeah, it's been a bit of an up-and-down season so far, but, I think I'm still hitting the ball really well. I just didn't get too much of an opportunity in the Australian series that we just played, so looking forward to getting back out there, opening the batting and getting a bit of batting under my belt and hopefully a little bit of time at the crease. It's an interesting period. We've sort of come back to one-day cricket and then we start WBBL next week. So, like I said, looking forward to getting out there, spending some time at the crease, hopefully.
Yeah, and the internationals against South Africa, were they a good team?
Yeah, great team. They're sort of, a developing nation, I guess you'd call them. They've got some real match winners in their side, and I think they played some really good cricket against us, but one thing that we have on our side is experience, and we were able to capitalise on that experience when the game sort of got tough, so we sort of came away with a few wins that we potentially shouldn't have, so we were lucky in that regard, but they're a fantastic team, and I think they'll be a real threat in the 50-over World Cup that we've got in England next year.
Mm. Now, every interview you do, you've got to get asked questions about your husband.
The other cricketer in the side.
The other cricketer in the family. Firstly, how's he pulled up? And secondly, he'd have a big smile on his face. Finally, a win.
He's pulled up okay. I think he's ready to go for the one-day stuff this weekend. So, we've been sort of packing up a house. So he's been lifting boxes. So he seems to be okay. And pulled up all right. He's finally shaved off that disgusting moustache.
Terrible.
Got a smile on his face in that regard as well. But, yeah, I think they were pretty pumped after a win, especially after sort of what they'd been copping. So, good to see them get a win.
Alisa, I'm not too sure whether Pat Howard would be happy that you've got Mitch
lifting boxes
and packing things, right? So we'll keep...
I probably shouldn't have said that.
No. I think we better keep that quiet. Otherwise, you'll have to fill that out.
Tell him to use his knees, bend his knees.
Yeah, that's right. Don't strain that back. Look, good luck. Obviously, that tremendous record that New South Wales have got, we'd love to... I know there was that hiccup last year, but apart from that, unbelievably good. Good luck against the Queenslanders at Allan Border Field, and obviously we're broadcasting up there as well, so make sure you can get out there and support them. The game will be kicking off at 10 a.m. It's going to be on Saturday, so good luck.
Thank you very much.
Alisa Healy joining us on the Big Sports Breakfast. Always great to chat with her, and... have to write that down on the form.
What?
All that lifting, bending.
The red flag him. It puts him into that high red flag zone.
Yeah, we don't want to see anybody missing any one-day internationals because of moving house.
Well, I'm sure that there might be others helping.
Terrible job.
I'm pretty sure that there'll be others helping.
You reckon? If he's smart.
I'm surprised he's lifting any
boxes. If he's smart, there will be.
He should be standing there just dictating terms.
Pay the extra and get someone to pack the boxes for you. Yeah.